The Gemara in Masechta Erevin Daf Mem Amabeis teaches us. Vamarava Kevina Bei Rav Huna. When we learned in the Yeshiva Rav Huna, Ibayla, we asked the following question: Ma Loim Azman B'Rashanim Yom Kippurim? Do we say a Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And the Gemara explains what is the basis of the question. Do we say Kima Dizman Luzman Osi? Since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur only come on an annual basis, I'm meaning we say a Shechiyanu. I Dilma Kivin Delay Ikru Regalim, since only the Shalosh Regalim are called Regalim, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not called Regalim, Loy Aminin, we don't say a Shechiyanu. And as the Rishonim and Achronim explain the Gemara's question, the easiest way of explaining the Gemara's question is that perhaps Zman is only said on Regalim, because Shalosh Regalim are a time of Simcha. And the Baruch of Shechiyanu is connected, as we will see in this year and in our coming Shiurim, to Simcha. And therefore, on the Shalosh Regalim, which are a time of Simcha, we ought to say a Shechiyanu. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are not a time of Simcha, the time of Din, therefore we shouldn't say Shechiyanu. On the other hand, the Gemara's question is, maybe a Shechiyanu is always recited on something that comes on an occasional basis. And since certainly Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also only come on an annual basis, even if they don't represent a time of Simcha, that is still enough of a reason to say Shechiyanu. That's one approach in the Rishonim. Another approach in the Rishonim, and actually not only in the Rishonim, but I saw that the Netziv in his Meroim Sodom and in the Eimek Sheila explained the Gemara this way. We know that we make a bracha, the bracha of Shechiyanu, the Nusach HaBracha, is Shechiyanu V'Kimanu V'Giyanu Lazman Hazeh. And the question is, what is the focus of the bracha? Is the focus of the bracha Lazman Hazeh, the fact that this is a Zman that doesn't come on a regular basis, and anything that doesn't come on a regular basis, anything that's new, that's a reason to say a Shechiyanu? Lazman, so the focus is on the Lazman. Or on the other hand, it could be suggested that the focus of the bracha is not as much as the Zman, that something new happened. Perhaps the focus of the bracha is on the Hazeh, that something is happening now. And certainly, that has to be something which is represents a Simcha. Whereas, even though it's a Zman, it's a new Zman that's new, that isn't something that happened previously, but there is no Hazeh. And therefore the Halacha would be, we wouldn't say a Shechiyanu. So the Gemara continues. Lohava biyadei. Rav Huna did not know the answer to this question. Says the Gemara, Kiase bei Rav Yehuda. So the question was asked to Rav Yehuda, Amma, and he said, Ano akro chadato nami amin azman. I say a Shechiyanu even on a new cucumber, because there's a new crop every year. And if one says a Shechiyanu on a cucumber, then certainly one should say a Shechiyanu on a Yontif. And here we have a very, very fundamental Machloikas Rishonim. Rashi says, Akra Chadata, Kshani Roya Dalas, when I see a cucumber Chadosha, Mishana Lashana, when I see a new cucumber, Amin Azman. So according to Rashi, The bracha of Shechianu is said on seeing the new cucumber. However, Tosfos in Masechet Brachos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel Hasam, says that the bracha of Shechianu is said b'shas achila, when the new fruit or vegetable are eaten, and that's what the Rosh says is the minig ha'olam. And we will, Mitzvah Hashem, still discuss this machlokes. Continues the Gemara, Amalei, so Rabbi said, Rishus loikam abayilei. In a situation, if one may say Shechianu, certainly one may say Shechianu. Ki kabayilei, what is my question? Chayva mai. Is there an obligation to say a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amalei, to which he responded, Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tavayu, the Rav and Shmuel both said, Einayim Azman, we're not obligated to say Shechianu El B'Shalosh Regalim. But as the Gemara continues, the whole sugya, L'Halocha L'Maisa, we know that a Shechianu is indeed recited both by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And in fact, the Gemara discusses when on Yom Kippur we say the Shechianu, how we say Shechianu, given that we can't say the Shechianu with a Bari Priya Gofer on Yom Kippur. And we also know there's a very serious discussion. What is the halacha regarding Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? But our Gemara just made a very important statement. The Gemara said, Rishus loikam abayilei, that the obligation to say a Shechianu on a new vegetable is only a Rishus. Ki kam abayilei, our discussion here is chayva. Regarding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is an obligation. And here is a machlokes rishonim. What does it mean when the Gemara says that it's a rishus to say Shechianu on a new fruit? There are many different opinions in the rishonim. Many rishonim, and that's posh pshat in the Gemara, is saying that the Gemara is saying that the obligation to say a Shechianu on a new fruit is not a chayv; it's only rishus, and therefore the Gemara is saying, we can't learn the halacha of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur from the Shechianu on new fruits. There are other Rishonim that say that there's a nafkamina when we speak about the Shechianu on a new fruit between when we see the new fruit and when we eat the new fruit. And actually, with this, the pshat that Rashi just said is very understandable. Because Rashi is saying that our Gemara is speaking about the re'iyah of a new fruit, and indeed, seeing a new fruit is only a rishus to say a Shechianu. Whereas eating a new fruit would be indeed an obligation. And that's why Rashi emphasized that our Gemara is only referring to the re'iyah aspect, not to the achila aspect. Another pshat is that indeed the obligation to say a Shechianu, a new fruit, whether you're just seeing the new fruit, whether you're eating the new fruit, is a chayva. So our Gemara called it a rishus. The reason the Gemara called it a rishus is because we're not obligated to eat the new fruit. We're not obligated to see the new fruit, which means as follows. Indeed, if you saw a new fruit, indeed, if you're eating a new fruit, avada, you're obligated to say Shechianu. But who tells you have to eat a new fruit? Who tells you have to see a new fruit? And therefore, even though the obligation to say Shechianu is a choiv, it's not an obligation to actually bring yourself to that type of a situation. Another pshat, a fourth pshat in this Gemara, is that the Chasam Sofer says that the entire obligation to make a Shechianu on a new fruit, whether when you see it or when you eat it, is because there's a simcha involved in eating a new fruit, in eating a new vegetable. There's a Hakaras HaToiv involved, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
Shachyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, to eat this new fruit and see this new fruit. But it's very much dependent on my feeling. So, yes, if I can be certain that I have attained the level of simcha that obligates me to make a shachyanu, that indeed the bracha of a shachyanu is indeed a chayv. But it's not always that a person feels that hergish, that has that emotion of simcha when he has a new fruit and when he has a new vegetable. And therefore, the Gemara calls it a rishos. Interesting to say, I saw from Rav Moshe, in the Shaios HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Chelek Hei Simen Gimel, Min Anochon, he says, this is his wording, Min Anochon Hu Levarach Aflo Sovim Shur Rishos. Even we're going to explain that the entire Chiyuv, which is the Posh Pshat in the Gemara, of saying the Shechiyonu is only a Rishos, one should bring himself to make that Shechiyonu. Ve'en lezazel lelahakel, says Rav Moshe, one shouldn't belittle this bracha. Devadai kivin shereshoy levarech, since certainly one is permitted to make this bracha, yesh lechal adam levarech af l'gdoyle oylam. Everybody should make the bracha. And says Rav Moshe, based on our Gemara, v'lo lechinim birech Rav Yehuda Shechiyonu akra charata. It wasn't just in vain that Rav Yehuda made this bracha, af shusay v'shurushus, even though Rav Yehuda's the mandam that we just learned holds that it's only rishus. The koshkein, anan dali mitzvahs, says Rav Moshe, we are seeking to do mitzvahs. Shiesh lanu levarech l'Hashem yizbarach l'hoidus loy ech yesh lanu rishus levarech. We should certainly take the obligation to make the bracha. And in fact, there's a very interesting Rambam. The Lashon HaRambam is a very difficult Rashi, Rambam. Ula'olam yizer adam v'bracha shein etzricha. The Rambam says a person should be careful not to make a bracha shein etzricha. V'yir v'bracha etzrichas. On the other hand, the bracha that he's obligated to make, he should be make them. V'kein amad David b'chol yoyim avrochecha. So the Mefarshim asks that the wording of the Rambam is very difficult to understand. The Rambam says, "V'yir bebebrachas atzriches." What does the Rambam mean with "V'yir bebebrachas atzriches"? If it's obligated, it's not ribui. The definition of ribui means that it's extra. This isn't any extra. You're obligated to make this bracha. So say the Mefarshim that the Rambam is saying exactly what we just said. That even if we learn that making this type of bracha, this shachiyonu, is only a rishus, and one always knows that there's a halacha, bracha shein etzricha. And since there's a halacha, bracha shein etzricha, maybe one would want to avoid making this type of bracha. Says the Rambam, no, yerbe, do look out to make a bracha. Why should you look out to make this bracha? Because as Rav Moshe explained, this bracha is so important, even if we learn that the bracha is a rishos. And in fact, the Paiskim say that it's not considered a bracha levatala. Because there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. We know that under normal circumstances, one has, as we just discussed, one has to be careful about a bracha levatala. And therefore many Mefarshim explain the well-known rule of Sofet Brachas Lahakul is actually based on this concept of bracha levatala, a one not making a bracha levatala. So now the question that the Beis Yosef and the Rishonim already ask, if we're saying that the bracha of Shechiyanu is a rishus, so why isn't that in the concept of Safak Brachas Lahakul, that we want to avoid a bracha levatala and not make the bracha Shechiyanu on new fruits and new vegetables? So the Beis Yosef says one teretz, that even if we say Safach Brachas Lahakal, and even we say that we want to avoid a bracha levatala, if Chazal tell us to make a bracha, and then we make that bracha, we can't call it a bracha levatala. That's what Chazal wanted us to do. The Bach gives a different teretz. The Bach says
that if one is making a bracha, if one has a question if he's obligated to make a bracha on a food, that means he ate and he doesn't remember if he made a bracha before he ate or he didn't make a bracha before he ate, and there's a bracha, there's a question of bracha levatala. But says the Bach, as we've been discussing, the bracha of Shechiyanu is an entirely different bracha. The bracha of Shechiyanu represents an emotion of the heart, that he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what the food or for the simcha that he brought us. And therefore, Eve, that's an entirely different type of bracha. Normally, indeed, there's a very strong halacha of Sof Brachas L'Hachu. Normally, there's a rule that we have to avoid a bracha of Atala. But when we're talking about a bracha that represents the emotion of simcha and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a whole, it's a different type of bracha altogether, and the rule of Safak Brachas L'Hachu wouldn't apply. The Prima Gadim, disagrees, and the Prima Gadim says, no, that the Safak, the din of Safak Brachas L'Hachu applies by Shechiyanu as well. Del Yoraba, paskins like the Bach, and so does the Rivash. In fact, the Rivash says, as we mentioned earlier, we know that we make a bracha, we have the big shaila of making Shechiyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And if the rule would be Safak Brachas L'Hachu, so we know that we make a Shechiyanu, we take a new fruit, a new clothing, but why would we want to make, why would we do that if the halach is Safak Brachas L'Hachu? It must be that Shechiyanu, like the Bach said, is a different type of bracha than normal. The Marek Tzia is very much similar like the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said that the bracha of Shechiyanu is made because it represents a simcha. It represents an emotion of simcha that the person is making a bracha of Shechiyanu. Says the Marek Tzia, when we say that making the bracha of Shechiyanu is rishus, it's like we said before, it's only a rishus for the person who's not feeling the simcha. But for the person who is, and we probably suggest an understanding of some Sofer, not only is, but should indeed feel that level of simcha. For such an individual, it's not a shaila. For such an person, there's a chayv. And for that, the person who has that emotion, he has a chayv to make the Shechiyanu. And since he has the chayv to make the Shechiyanu, it isn't in the category of Safak Brachas L'Hakel. It remains a chayv. And like any other bracha that one is obligated to make, this will be a bracha that one would be obligated to make.